Hello and welcome to day two of Step Into Your Power with Confidence and Joy. Today, I will be leading a powerful healing meditation to help you break free from the conditioning of the past. The decisions we make at an early age about ourselves, others, or the world shape the way we think, behave, and feel as adults. Have you noticed how some situations just repeat again and again in your life? Maybe you're trying to find a loving, caring partner, only to find out that the next one is very similar or completely identical to the previous one, just with different hair and different clothes. We are attracted to people and situations that confirm the beliefs we have, those decisions we made early in our life. So if the decision you made to survive a certain situation was that it is not okay to express your needs, maybe you find yourself always trying to please everyone else. If the early decision you made was that love hurts, your relationships will confirm this belief, and you might find yourself always attracted to partners that don't value or treat you like you deserve. If the decision you made was that the world is not safe, you might feel that you carry a constant state of anxiety. We make these decisions to survive, and they were the best way to deal with a given situation at that time. We don't make these decisions because we're not smart. If anything, it's the opposite. We make these decisions to survive, to make sure that we're going to be okay. So treat these parts of yourself, these little yous, with love and compassion, because they were just doing their best. They were just trying their best with the resources they had. Now, as an adult, it is time to reassess if these beliefs, if these decisions are serving you right now. And if they're not, you can visit those little yous and help them rewrite their story so they experience a more positive and empowering outcome, rewiring the brain into a more empowering set of beliefs. And how do we do this? Well, this is what today's healing meditation is for. This is a deep meditation, so make sure you find a comfortable space where you won't be disturbed and turn your notifications off. Also, I would recommend that you allow some time after the meditation to process the energetic changes for journaling or just to relax and facilitate the healing. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable position. You can lie down, you can sit down, whatever feels better for you. And once you find a comfortable position, close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Breathing deeply into the abdomen, letting it all out with each exhalation, maybe letting out a sigh. Starting to release, starting to let go of any stress, any tension, anything that is no longer serving you. Making each breath a bit deeper and a bit longer. Slowing down the rhythm of the breath, letting the body know that it is safe to be here, that it is safe to relax, that it is safe to go into healing and repairing mode. And as you continue to breathe deeply and slowly, start to bring the awareness within. To any sensations, any emotions, any thoughts that might be going on for you today. Not judging, not reacting, not engaging, just observing. Just giving them loving and compassionate attention, like you were an external observer. And now visualize yourself in a beautiful meadow where the grass is green, the sky is blue. It's a lovely sunny day. You can feel the rays of sun caressing your skin. Your bare feet touching the grass, feeling the beautiful nurturing energy of Mother Earth, feeling connected to the energies of heaven and earth. Becoming more and more balanced as you walk along this meadow, looking around and just noticing any images, any smells, any sounds. Maybe the sound of the wind, maybe some animals in the background, maybe the smell of some beautiful flowers. And as you continue to walk along this meadow, you see that there is a cave in the distance. You walk towards this cave and you see that there is an entrance. So you get in this cave. And you just get adjusted to the light, to the smells, having a look at the materials, what this cave is made of. And now bring to your awareness maybe a pattern that repeats again and again in your life, a situation that you find frustrated, an area of your life where you feel blocked. An unpleasant emotion that feels old, that feels like it's been with you for a long time. Just bring it to your awareness. I know it might be uncomfortable to give them space, we're just bringing them to our awareness so they can be transmuted. And answer the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you the following question. Just let this, just be aware of these emotions. You can describe them, if they feel hot or cold, stagnant, moving. When was the first time you felt this way? First thing that comes to mind. And you see that in the center of the cave, there is an image, you see the image, like a clip, like you were watching a movie of that little you that felt like that for the first time. How old is she? What is she doing? What's going on for her? And approach that little you, that younger version of yourself, and let her know that you are here to help her, that you come from the future, to help her feel better about this situation, about whatever she's going through right now. And ask her what she needs. She might just need a hug, some love. Maybe she needs to be listened to. Maybe she needs to freeze people around her. Maybe she wants to go somewhere else. Give her whatever she needs or whatever he needs. And you see that this image this clip in the center of the cave. He's now surrounded by a violet flame. And this violet flame has the power to transmute this memory. Any decisions that younger you made about herself or himself that are no longer serving you. Any beliefs, any painful emotions. This violet flame is transmuting this image into a beautiful memory where younger you has exactly what she needs or what he needs. She's in a beautiful place where she feels safe. She's surrounded by the people she loves, or maybe on her own. If she wants time for herself, that's perfectly okay. Maybe she's in a lovely place in nature, her favorite spot, somewhere where she feels safe. And just let her enjoy her time here. Maybe she's playing, maybe she's reading her favorite book. Maybe she's spending time with other loved ones. And you're with her all the time. Beautiful. And now bring this image, like you are taking a snapshot of this image, of this clip. Put it into an orb, making the colors as bright as possible, the image as vivid as possible. Bring it to the top of your head and let it sink down through the brain, rewiring the beliefs, the neural connections. Upgrading your brain, your eyes, your ears, your mouth to new ways of feeling, thinking, and behaving. To new ways of living. To new ways of seeing life, of hearing life, of speaking about yourself. Let this orb with this image come down, down, down through the torso, all the way down through your legs, like you were scanning your whole body, and let every single cell absorb this new state of being, this new memory. Let every cell be upgraded, every atom in your body be upgraded. And bring this orb with this image back to your heart. And here, open the heart space to make space for this, for your little you in this new memory, with this new set of beliefs. Maybe there is a clear belief that little you wants to give to you now, that you are loved, that you are light, that you are worthy, that you deserve love, that you deserve success, whatever it is, that you are safe, that it is okay to be yourself. Bring that image, those positive emotions and that new belief, and let it grow, let it expand. It's getting so bigger that it spreads out throughout your entire body. It's getting so big that it's filling up the entire room you're in, your town, your country, the whole world. Let the whole universe know about your new state of being. Beautiful. And bringing your hands to the heart now, connecting with a deep feeling of gratitude for having rewritten this story, for having rewired your brain, for having upgraded your system into new ways of thinking. And taking a deep breath, it's time to come out of the cave now and back into the meadow where we started this journey. Feeling the rays of sun again, the cool grass underneath your bare feet. Seeing if it feels any different walking along this meadow now, if it feels any lighter. Just becoming aware of the space around you. And slowly start bringing the awareness to the physical body, coming back to the present moment, to the here and now, to the room you're in. Starting to make small movements that feel right to the body. Maybe a gentle stretch or a deep stretch if that feels right. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Welcome back, my loves. I bet that was an intense experience. If you got emotional during this healing meditation, it's perfectly normal and to be expected. So just allow yourself a bit of time now, maybe to do some journaling, some insights, write about your new beliefs, just write about how it went for you. This is a meditation that you can revisit as many times as needed. And as you come here, you will find the different memories or different experiences come to your awareness to be released, to be transmuted, and to be rewritten. So feel free to do it as many times as you like. And of course, feel free to reach out with any questions, join the group that is in my profile if you have any questions, if you want to share your experiences. I'll see you tomorrow for day 3 when we're going to be talking about developing an empowering mindset. We're going to do a very cool exercise to uncover any old beliefs, limiting beliefs that are no longer serving you, and we're going to do work around transmuting these beliefs into more empowering ones. So I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.